to me.
The long winter is over, and Minor League Baseball is back in Fredericksburg for 2022. The Fred Nat season is going to be hotter than a malfunctioning hair curler in an Easy Bake oven. Going down. Fred Nat's On Deck will get you ready for today's action with exclusive access and insights from the clubhouse. Here's the men who put the friend in Fred Nat's. Yeah, or something like that. Joey Zanaboni and Eric Bach.
We're hip-hipping on a Friday night at Virginia Credit Union Stadium here in beautiful Fredericksburg. Eric Bach here on the Fred Nats On Deck pregame show. Still flying solo tonight as Joey Zanaboni remains in Dallas, Texas, doing the Big 12 tournament for ESPN. I am coming on the air tonight with a little bit of sour news. Hey, the tarp is currently on the field here at Virginia Credit Union Stadium. We expected some rain a little bit sooner than it's actually come. It's actually not raining right now at Virginia Credit Union Stadium, but the radar is looking a little ominous for the next 30 to 45 minutes. But hopefully after that, the tarp can come off the field and the Fred Nats and the Salem Red Sox can roll full go in game four of this six-game set this evening. Fred Nats got a big bounce-back win last night in resounding fashion, 12-1 over the Salem Red Sox. Scored seven runs in the seventh inning, racked up 16 hits, their most since mid-April. It's been over a month since the Fred Nats have had 15 or more hits in a game. Six different guys in the lineup had multiple hits in the game. And tonight's Jackson Rutledge is scheduled to start. The poor guy's had some really bad luck weather-wise with his home starts on the last homestand when he started against Kannapolis. He only pitched one inning before a rain delay ended his outing after just one inning, as the rain has now officially started to fall here in Fredericksburg. Right now on the Fred Nats On Deck pregame show, and I'm going to throw some music on the stream here for everybody, and hopefully I will be able to report back with some good news soon, but I'll be hopping on every couple minutes with updates as soon as I have them. But right now we are starting tonight in Fredericksburg in a rain delay as the skies have just begun to open up here above Virginia Credit Union Stadium. The tarp is currently on the field, and we are going to wait it out and hopefully not wait it out for too much longer. But that is the situation right now. Red Sox and Nationals in a weather delay right now to start on Firework Friday. I will come on with some updates as soon as I have them here on the Fred Nats On Deck pregame show. For now, I'm going to throw some Stoneflower on, and I will hop back on with updates when I have them. Again, rain delay right now as we start here at Virginia Credit Union Stadium on Firework Friday night. here on the Fred Nats On Deck pregame show at Virginia Credit Union Stadium. Eric Bach just hopping on to let everyone know that we currently are in a rain delay to stand between the Fredericksburg Nationals and the Salem Red Sox. Rain is currently falling here at Virginia Credit Union Stadium. The tarp is on the field. We hope that it's going to clear up in the next 30 to 45 minutes so we can get started somewhat on time tonight. Just a little bit of a delay, but right now we are in a weather delay, and I don't have a specific timetable for when we're going to try to pull this tarp off, but as soon as I do, I will hop back on and let everyone know. But right now, a rain delay right now at Virginia Credit Union Stadium. Thank you. Eric Bach here, pregame at Virginia Credit Union Stadium on the Fred Nance Baseball Network. We are currently in a rain delay. I'm sure you can hear the rain in the background pitter-pattering against the tarp. I don't have any timeline for you. We hope that the weather can get out of here within 30 to 45 minutes, but right now we currently are in a rain delay on the Fred Nance on Deck pregame show. Coming up in about 10 minutes, I'm going to play you today's Fred Nance on Deck pregame show interview, which is with Daniel Mumphrey, the video coordinator and stat tracker for the Fred Nance. It's a really interesting, insightful interview, especially if you're into the numbers of baseball and the analytics of baseball, which very quickly. So that interview coming up in about 10 minutes here from Virginia Credit Union Stadium, but we currently are in a rain delay. Tarp is on the field, rain is falling, and I will hop on here with updates as soon as I have. Virginia Credit Union Stadium, Fred Nance on Deck pregame show. We are in a rain delay right now at Virginia Credit Union Stadium. The Fred Nance and Salem Red Sox trying to get in a game here on a rainy Friday night in Fredericksburg. I sat down today for the pregame show with Daniel Mumphrey, whose official title is the video coordinator for the Fred Nance, but he does a heck of a lot more than that. He really taught me some things about baseball analytics and all the numbers that he has to crunch every day for the Fred Nats. So enjoy Daniel Mumphrey here for today's pregame show interview on the Fred Nats On Deck pregame show. Fred Nats On Deck pregame show here with Daniel Mumphrey, the video coordinator and stat man extraordinaire for the Fredericksburg Nats. Travels with the team, sits up here in the press box, and in every road press box the Fred Nats travel to, and tracks everything and gets a lot of data for the coaches and players. Daniel, first of all, thanks for joining me. Can you explain to the fans in a little bit more detail than I just gave about what you do on a daily basis and what your role with the Fred Nats is?
Yes, so my daily role consists of a lot of working with the technical and analytical data for the coaching staff. So a lot of times the coaches need numbers on the pitchers and the batters and just give them a better idea of their approach and how they're doing in practice and versus the game. And it really helps with the player's development. So it's a vital role. It's stuff that's very important in sports nowadays, just the whole analytical process of it. So I just oversee all of that type of stuff for this affiliate for the Washington Nationals.
And you use TrackMan software. I see you setting up cameras in the stadium, and you've got a little console up here in the press box. Can you kind of explain how all that works and how you're in real time tracking all the data that's given out there in the baseball game?
Yes, we use Rapsodo, Blast Motion, Edutronic, a couple other systems that help us collect that data. And for TrackMan during the game, so what we do is we tag every pitch of the game, and the TrackMan device that you see hanging in the stadium, it sends us data from every pitch, and from that data we select pitch types, pitch locations, the results of the pitch, and we then match it with the video that we record from the games. So the coaching staff and the other people in the organization, such as hitting coordinators, pitching coordinators, and other directors in player development, are able to view those and analyze them for player evaluation.
That was a really good and specific answer. So when you're traveling with the team, when you make these reports, what form are you making them in? Is it charts? Is it data? Do you have to write some stuff up? How are you actually giving this data to the players and coaches?
So typically after the game, when we finish tracking everything during the game, we submit the TrackMan file to this data system called Pentagon of everything that we've tracked during the game. And it kind of makes the process a little easier, so we don't have to go in and recreate everything that we just put in from the game. And from there, we kind of just read through everything and make sure it lines up with what we track during the game.
And you are fairly new to the baseball analytical, baseball ops part of the operation. Came from the Richmond Flying Squirrels just down the road and from your hometown in Richmond. Can you explain to me what you used to do for them and how you ended up here in this role?
Yeah, so when I was with the Flying Squirrels, I started as an intern in group sales. Then I was given a full-time position in group sales where I did a lot of sales and marketing stuff for the off-season. I'm currently in graduate school at Georgetown in their sports industry management program. And in that program, we are not necessarily required, but it's encouraged to do an internship as a part of the program. So I wanted to find an internship that would be more on the baseball operations side, just as I grow and develop in the industry, kind of wanted to just round myself a little bit more in different parts, I guess.
Different areas.
Do you have an ultimate goal of what you in 10 years when you've reached the top of whatever mountain you're trying to climb?
Down the road, I could see myself being a GM. Possibly that's kind of one of the things that I've been trying to put myself on track for. There's also a lot of different things I have interest in, you know, just in the sports industry as a whole. Also looked at agencies as well and things like that. So just kind of trying to take each experience and learn from it and see where I like the most.
You travel with the team. What's one thing that you think fans don't know about life on the road in minor league baseball that you think they should know?
If you don't know, and I'm the first to tell you, it is definitely a grind. 6 games a week, it is definitely a grind. You're working about 10 hours a day, so you definitely get your money's worth. Other than that, I mean, it's a fun experience. You see a lot of little towns that you've probably never heard of or aren't too familiar with, and you get to kind of get a little bit of a taste of them. So it's a great experience.
Daniel Mumphrey, the video coordinator for the Fredericksburg Nationals, joining me on the Fred Nats On Deck pregame show. Daniel, this was super insightful and interesting. Thanks so much for your time. How great was that? Daniel Mumphrey So grateful for his time. I know he's a busy man running around up here before the game. So glad I could catch him for 5 minutes on the Fred Nantz On Deck pregame show. We currently still are in rain delay at Virginia Credit Union Stadium ahead of this Friday night game between the Fredericksburg Nationals and the Salem Red Sox. I'm going to throw some more music on and jump back on when I have some more information. But right now it's just rain delay, and we hope to get rolling soon on the Fred Nantz On Deck pregame show. here at Virginia Credit Union Stadium on a Firework Friday night. We are still in a rain delay here in Fredericksburg. Tarp still on the field. Rain still drizzling down. We expect some more coming soon. It is pretty light right now, but the forecast is looking grimmer by the moment, so we're crossing our fingers and toes and hoping for the best for tonight. But I don't have any updates right now other than the fact that we are still in a rain delay here at Virginia Credit Union Stadium, and I will hop back on with an update. So sit tight, and hopefully I can have some more specific information for you soon. Thank you.
novo trovador, a merencore, a luz da lua, toda a canção do seu amor. Quero ver essa dona caminhando pelos salões arrastando o seu vestido rendado.
Eric Bach here at Virginia Credit Union Stadium on a Firework Friday night. Salem Red Sox and Fred Nats currently in a rain delay. We're 7:33 local time here. More information for you. I was hoping that around this time I could jump on and give you some more information, but I do not. The tarp is currently on the field. Rain drizzling down here in Fredericksburg. We are currently in a rain delay, and unfortunately, that's about all the information I have for you. Rain delay right now between the Salem Red Sox and the Fred Nats. While we're at it, let's hop on to the Carolina League scoreboard. As we get it pulled up here. The game of notice, or of note, I should say, is happening in Lynchburg at Bank of the James Stadium. The Columbia Fireflies are in town there, and that game is nothing. They just started. They as well started in a rain delay, but they are playing in Lynchburg right now. It's the top of the first inning. Nothing, Fireflies and Hillcats. Another game of note for these Fred Nats, the Kannapolis Cannonballs. Carolina Mudcats and Kannapolis Cannonballers currently delayed. They are in the same boat as us down at Five County Stadium. And Myrtle Beach finished off. They had their game suspended yesterday. I'm having something in my ears right now. Myrtle Beach and Augusta. Myrtle Beach in a game that started yesterday and was finished today. The Pelicans went 11-5, and the second game is about to get underway down at SRP Park in Augusta. Again, here in Fredericksburg, we are in a rain delay at Virginia Credit Union Stadium. Salem and Fredericksburg in a rain delay. I'll hop on when I have more updates. All right, folks. I'm coming on with some bad news here on the Fred Nance Baseball Network. Tonight's game has officially been postponed due to inclement weather. Just had a big lightning strike above Virginia Credit Union Stadium, so clearly the right call tonight. The two teams will play a doubleheader tomorrow. Both games will be seven innings. First pitch in Game 1 here at Virginia Credit Union Stadium is scheduled for 5:05 p.m. If you did have tickets tonight and you're listening in stadium, you can exchange those tickets for a ticket to both games tomorrow, Sunday, or any other Fred Nats regular season home game of equal or lesser value the rest of the season. So, tonight's game has been officially postponed to tomorrow. We will play a doubleheader tomorrow here at Virginia Credit Union Stadium. 2-7 starting at 5:05 with game inclusion of Game 1. So no game tonight in Fredericksburg. We rained out due to inclement weather, and we will play two tomorrow with the Salem Red Sox starting at 5:05 p.m. Well, that's, wish I had better news for you, but that's the reality of the situation. So Eric Bach saying so long for now from Fredericksburg. We'll talk to you tomorrow. We're coming on the air at 4:45 p.m. tomorrow for the Fred Nats On Deck pregame show ahead of 5:05 first pitch in Game 1 of our seven-inning doubleheader tomorrow here at Virginia Credit Union Stadium and on the Fred Nats Baseball Network or on MILB TV. Once again, rained out tonight, doubleheader tomorrow here at Virginia Credit Union Stadium.